السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. It brings great happiness and joy to the heart of a Muslim to be in the company and presence of such wonderful people and great people as yourself. And the reason why I say that, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, is for a reason that Allah outlines in the Quran in Surah Al-Kahf. You see, this house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our enclave, it's our cave. The house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our fortress, it's our protection. The prayer that we pray and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are our caves. And the Surah Al-Kahf in the Quran, the surah about the caves, is a surah that we need to read on the day of Friday. For we remember the hadith of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he says, "Man qara'a Surah Al-Kahf yawm al-jum'ati Allah له من النور ما بينه وبين الجمعتين," or كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, whoever reads Surah Al-Kahf on the day of Friday, then he has a light between one Friday and the other Friday. He said in one hadith, "من حفظ عشر آيات من أول سورة الكهف أصم من الدجال." Whoever memorizes the first 10 ayat, the first 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf, he's protected and safeguarded from the Dajjal, from the Antichrist. The Surah Al-Kahf is an example of youth. It's an example of vibrancy. It's an example of the zeal. It's an example of knowledge of young people. For Allah says in the Quran, when the Yahud, when the Jews came to him and they said, "Tell us about the people of the cave. Tell us about the ruh. We have some questions for you, O Muhammad, if you claim to be a prophet," sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They ask him about the youth, the people of the cave. And Allah in time revealed the verses of the Quran. نحن نقصه عليك نبأ بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى. We will, Allah says, we will tell you the story in truth. We will relate the narrative to you in truth. These were young people. They were not old people. They were young people. They were youth. آمنوا بربهم, who believed in their Lord. وزدناهم هدى, and Allah increased them in guidance. What happened? Ibn Kathir gives the example in his commentary and says, here were some people in the time of when the Byzantines were in power, and they were engaged in their shirk and in their kufr, and in their kufr celebrations and everything else. But here were seven individuals, seven young people who couldn't take it anymore. Seven young people who felt bad inside their hearts. Seven young people who were sickened by everything they saw around them. They disliked the fact that people would ascribe partners to Allah, people would disbelieve in Allah, and worship the emperor. In those days, emperors were like sons of God. They were called divine filius, the son of a god. Just like people today, they say that Isa ibn Maryam is the son of Allah. وَقَالَ اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَلَدًا لَقَدْ جِئْتُمْ شَيْئًا إِدَّا. The people, they say, Allah has taken a son. That's a tremendously awful thing to say. تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْهُ وَتَنْشَقَ الْأَرْضُ وَتَخِرُّ الْجِبَالُ هَدًّا. The heavens almost rupture, and the earth splits open, and the mountains collapse in devastation, and the أَوْلِ الرَّحْمَنِ وَلَدَ, that they say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a son. How far then should we be from these pagan festivals and these pagan celebrations, where they celebrate the day they believed Allah became a son, and Allah took a son, and that son then in turn became Allah. وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. They found these things to be distasteful. And Ibn Kathir says in one explanation that they all gathered around one particular tree. One by one, these seven youth, these seven young boys, all gathered around one particular tree. We, my dear brothers and sisters, we all gather around one particular tree. We all gather in one place. We also gather in one place. We also do one particular thing. We also come together because of our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also come together in emulation, in copying and following our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We We also have a cave. We also have an enclave. We also have a shelter. We also have a fortress. We also have a foundation. And Allah took them to a cave. And they slept in the caves for hundreds of years. وَهُمْ شَبَابٌ and their youth. وَهُمْ أَقْبَلُ لِلْحَقِّ وَأَهْدَى لِلسَّبِيلِ مِنَ الشُّيُوخِ الَّذِينَ قَدْ أَعْتَوْا وَأَتَوْا فِي دِينِ الْبَاطِلِ. These were youth, young people, who were closer to the truth, who were more accepting of the truth than the elders of their time, who were arrogant, who were stubborn, and who remained in their kufr, in their disbelief, in their unbelief. وَلِهَذَا Ibn Kathir says, وَلِهَذَا كَانَ أَكْثَرَ الْمُسْتَجِيبِينَ لِلَّهِ وَلِلرَّسُولِ. The majority of those who responded to Allah and His Prophet ﷺ, shabab, were youth, were young people. وَأَمَّا الْمَشَايِخ فَأَمَّتْهُمْ بَقُوا عَلَى دِينِهِمْ لَمْ يُسْلِمْ مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. But as for the elders of the time in Mecca, the majority of them, they remained worshipping idols and worshipping the fire and everything else. And only a few of them believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers, my message today is for the youth. My message is for those same people who have the heart. Those same people who have the fire. Those same people who have the willingness to change. Those same people who can make a difference in our societies. Those same people who come here with attentiveness. Like everyone else does, of course. But those people, like the young ones from our time of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like Ali radiallahu anhu. You know, we speak about New Year and every celebration. Do we ever begin to think about our celebration? Do we think about our New Year, the significance of Muharram in relation to Bani Israel and Musa and so many things? But we also know that our Prophet ﷺ migrated from Mecca to Medina, and that's where our calendar starts. Not at the birth or the death or the resurrection of anyone except the migration of the Prophet of Allah and his companions and his family from Mecca to Medina, and our calendar starts. From the day of migration, from the day of Hijrah, our calendar starts. But it was a sacrifice. It was a sacrifice of many people, including a young boy who was 9. How old was Ali? 9 years old, 10 years old. How many children here are called Ali? Your father didn't call you Ali after Muhammad Ali or any other kind of Ali, except Ali radiallahu anhu. That's who your father named you after. It wasn't after every kind of different Ali that we find famous today. It was after Ali radiallahu anhu. So learn about his example. Here was a boy, bata fi firash al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He chose to sacrifice himself by sleeping in the bed of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while he hid away in the darkness of the night and migrated from Mecca to Medina. It was Ali, this young boy, 9 years old, 10 years old, in the bed of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ready to give his life just in case they came and ready to kill our Prophet, they would find Ali. And they, of course, they found Ali in his bed, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a sacrifice of a young person. What a young person. What an amazing company he must have had for him to have courage at such a young age in his life. Like the companions, they would ask in the early days, Ma hadha deen, what is this religion? In the hadha deen, La adri ma huwa, I don't know what this religion is. And Abbasin would say, هَذَا مُحَمَّدْ ابْنَ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ يَزْأَمُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَرْسَلَهُ وَأَنَّ كُنُوزَ كِسْرَ وَقَيْسَ سَتُفْتَحْ عَلَيْهِ. This is Muhammad ﷺ, right? He claims he's a messenger of Allah, and the treasures of the rulers of Persia and Rome would open for him. وَهَذِ امْرَأَةُ, and this is his wife, خَدِيجَةُ بِنْ خُوَيْلِدْ. خَدِيجَةَ رَبِّ, وَهَذَا الْغُلَامُ ابْنَ عَمِّهِ عَلِيِّ ابْنَ أَبِي طَالِبٍ. And this other person walking with them is a young boy, his cousin, Ali radiallahu anhu. What an inspiration. What about all the other young companions? What about those seekers of the truth? How many of our youth today are searching for the truth? Aside from their secular studies, it's fine, study and get the best grades and the most A stars and the best A levels. Do that, because it will help you in your life. Do that, it will cause your parents to smile in your face. Do that. I beg you to do that. It will help you in your life. But at the same time, learn. تعلموا تعلموا فإذا علمتم فعملوا. Learn and learn. and when you land and act upon what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His religion. Like Salman, how many children here are called Salman? How many young people are called Salman? You weren't called Salman after Salman Khan, or any other famous actor or a person like that. There's no Salman after Salman Khan. There's Salman after Salman al-Farisi radiallahu anhu. What an inspiration, a young person who was so set up by the fact that his father was worshipping the fire and worshipping idols. It's a long story, but in any case, he left that and he ran away and he went to Sham and he liked what he saw amongst the Christians, but he found these people are liars and they're pretentious and they're just like fake people who wore big garments but fake in their hearts. Until at the end, the last one said, go to the Arabian Peninsula, you will find the person who claims to be a prophet. And he went there, but he will have some signs. He will never eat from charity. He will always accept a gift and give the rest to his companions or his family. And he will have a mark of Nubuwwah, of prophethood between his shoulder blades. Go and find that person. And he goes on his way, and each time he sees the Prophet ﷺ, he's trying his best to ask him a question. And he says, you know, هذا شيء من الصدقة. This is a thing I have from charity, right? ما رأيتكم. I didn't see anyone better to give it than to you. And he says, I came close to him and I heard him say to his people, كلوا eat ولم يأكل, but he himself didn't eat. فقلت في نفسي هذه واحدة. I said to myself, this is one of the signs, tick, fulfilled. Another time came, the person was coming back from Buqa, from the well, back to Medina. And I came close to him, he said, Salman, I came close to him. And he says, you know, إني رأيتك لا تأكل الصدقة. I saw you don't eat from charity. فهذه هدية أكرمتك بها. This is a gift I want to gift you with. And I came close to him, and I saw him eat from the dates, and he gave the rest. And I said to myself, هذه ثانية. This is the second one. And each one he ticks off until he says, now I testify, you are the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How many is a truth seeker like Salman al-Farisi radiallahu anhu? People today, they think they're gangsters. You know, they call them OGs, like original gangsters, they call themselves. Original gangsters. See, everyone's smiling. So that means you know what I'm speaking about. OGs, original gangsters. You understand? And they can, like, you know, put all their hands in funny ways, and then they take poses in that respect. This is not our way, my dear. If you want an example like that, then I'll tell you someone who will make people look like amateurs. People think that they're bad men. People think that they're gangsters. I will tell you about someone who will make you look like an amateur. And so you think you're so crafty and you're so smart and you can do this and do that and you're a real OG, original gangster. I will tell you someone who will make you look like an amateur. And his name is Fudayl ibn Ayyad radiallahu anhu rahmatullah alayhi. Who knows about Fudayl ibn Ayyad before he became pious, before he became a Zahid and used to worship in the house of Allah. And before him, we know so many wonderful statements from Fudayl ibn Ayyad. Fudayl, the people used to warn the people about him. إِحْذَرُوا فُضَيْلِ لَيَقْتَعَنَّ عَلَيْكُمُ الطَّرِيقِ. Beware of Fudayl, the guy is going to rob you. Beware of Fudayl, the guy is going to rob you. If you ever go down this way, just make sure you don't encounter this guy called Fudayl ibn Ayyad, because the guy will rob you. He's a highway robber, he's a highway thief. He's so cunning and so smart, so conniving. You think people are very clever in this and that. You haven't heard of Fudayl ibn Ayyad, rahimahullah. But Fudayl ibn Ayyad, one day he was climbing a tree because he was spying on someone, a woman. It's his story, read in Imam al-Zahabi. You can read his story yourself. This is how he was. He was spying on a woman until he heard an ayah from the Quran, a verse from the Book of Allah. Someone is reading from below him. What is that verse from the Book of Allah that should waken the heart, not just of the youth, but of every single one of us today? What is that verse from the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Has not the time come for the hearts of those who believe to find some stillness, to find some softness, to find some khushu? And Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali says, khushu is what? Brokenness, stillness. Allah is saying, has not the time come for our hearts now to change? Hasn't the time come now for our hearts to find some khushu, to find some softness and stillness at the remembrance of Allah? So when we hear the verses of Allah, we are not the same people. We are a changed people. How many years will go past?
This is not a New Year speech, right? We remember our New Year, we remember the migration. But think, my dear brothers, how many years will go past and our hearts will remain the same? My youth, how many of our youth will remain the same? There has to be a time where we change. We become like Fudayl. We leave aside our sins, right? We are not thieves anymore. We are not original gangsters anymore, right? We don't walk that walk. We don't talk that talk. وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرْحًا. You don't walk on the earth as if you own the earth. In the أَنْكَرَ الْأَصْوَاتِ, Allah says, the worst sound, the sawt al-hamir, is the braying of donkeys, right? Where you talk like a donkey, you walk like a donkey. You understand? You walk with it as if you have a problem with the whole of humanity. That is not our way, my dear brothers. Right? But we have to take responsibility. We are responsible people. Right? So this is our cave. This is our enclave. We remain in this place. Spiritually speaking, we remain in this place. We remain in the masjid. We remain in the cave that's there to protect the youth. There is a questioning for us on the Day of Judgment. Every one of us has to answer. لَن تَزُولَ قَدْمَ عَبْدٍ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ حَتَّى يُسْأَلَ الْأَرْبَعِ إِخِصَالٍ. None of us will move a step on the Day of Judgment until we've been asked about four matters. And you know what they are. You don't need me to remind you again. You know what these questions are. عمري فيما أثناه وعن شبابي فيما أبلاه, his life and what he did and his youth and how he spent his youth. His money, where did he take his money from? How did he spend his money? And his knowledge, what did he do? How did he act upon his knowledge? Allah will single out the questioning about the youth. You have the biggest gift. You're in a place, my dear brothers and sisters, the young ones, where you have what people envy later on in life. They envy your health because they wish they had the same health. They envy your ability because they wish they had the same ability. They envy your perception because they wish they had the same thing. They envy your being able to move around the earth with such speed and haste because they wish they had the same thing. They envy your chances in this time because they wish they had the same thing. They envy you because of your youth, because they wish they could be young once again. And how many a person is like that? But that will never remain forever, just like nothing else will remain forever. We have a time now. Our youth is with us now. Remember those seven kinds of people, سَبْعَةٌ يُظِلَّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظِلِّ أَرْشِي يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلِّهِ. Seven kinds of people Allah will shade under His throne when there's no shade except that shade. My dear brothers and the youth especially, remember, think about the people who will be up to their necks in their sweat, up to their knees, up to their waist, and drowning in their sweat because of the perspiration and the heat of that day. But there will be one kind of people with six others who Allah will save. They will not encounter any of the heat. They'll be protected by Allah in the shade of Allah's arsh, in the shade of Allah's throne, when there's no shade except that shade. And one of them is Shabun, youth who grew up in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Youth who grew up in the worship of Allah. You know, you don't just attend the house of Allah. You don't just pray because it's a holiday for you. Right? Because it's a holiday and therefore there's nothing else to do except to come to the house of Allah. That's not the purpose behind our coming to the house of Allah. Not the purpose behind our praying. But we pray, my dear brothers, because we want to be like the people of the cave. We want this house to be an enclave for us, a cave for us. We want our lives to be sheltered, to be shielded, to be caved, to be enclaved. This is why we come to the house of Allah. This is why we pray. You have one life, my dear. And in that one life, you have one phase called youth. And a message for everyone who is young. Think about your parents. Think about your parents. You know, things may be easy for you today. You will have, you know, your parents who do everything for you. They'll buy everything for you. They'll do everything for you. But there'll come a time where you will grow older. And you will become dependent, more dependent. Independent, sorry. You become more independent. And maybe you wouldn't need them so much. But Allah forbid that you begin to forget them. Allah forbid that you begin to forget them. as if we have a responsibility towards them, and we have a responsibility towards everyone around us. كُلُّكُمْ رَائِنْ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْؤُولًا رَأْيَتِهِ. All of you are shepherds. And everyone will be accountable, questioned for his responsibilities. The young ones were responsible. And the old ones, those of us who are parents, it is not easy being young in this time. It's not easy being a youth in this day and age. It's not easy. It's not like always easy living. In the streets, our youth are surrounded by drug dealers. And it's sad to say that some of them are called Muhammad and Abdullah, and Salman and Rafiq and this and that. Drug dealers. Our youth are surrounded by them. And it's enticing for them to enter that kind of life because it seems cool for them. It seems good for them. But how mistaken are they? It's not easy being a youngster growing up with peer pressure in a school which is so competitive and everyone's outdoing everyone else, and there's jealousy and there's envy and there's social tension and there's bullying and there's self-harm and there's so many problems that youth have. It's not easy being young when there's so much pressure from the media and advertising to conform, to dress a certain way, to look a certain way, to talk a certain way. It's not easy for our sisters. What do they need? They need loving parents. They need loving parents. They need parents who have the 5 minutes in their lives to hear their problems, to speak to them one to one and say, what is it that's troubling you? Take your example from our Prophet ﷺ, how he was towards Fatima radiallahu anha, how he was towards Ali, his cousin radiallahu anhu. We need parents like that, parents who will support their children, not just in dunya, but in deen, not just in becoming the most studious and the best studying people, but in deen, to take them places where deen is present, to walk with them in their hands where deen is present, to take them to the circles of ilm, of knowledge, where deen is discussed, to bring them to the house of Allah where the salah is performed. We need parents to walk both paths with them, to make them good in the dunya but better in the akhirah. We need good parents and we need good youth, we need good children, my dear brothers. And we have to learn a lesson. We have to change our ways, my dear brothers, and take an example of those who were young before us. We passed the days of Dhul-Hijjah. What do we know about our Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam? When the mushrikeen and his father, they said, who did this to our idols, to our God? سَمِعْنَا فَتَنْ يَذْكُرُهُمْ يُقَالَ لَهُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. We heard a young boy. We heard a youth, a young person, saying bad things about our God. They call him Ibrahim. They call him Ibrahim. That's how we remember our Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, as a young person, full of zeal, full of energy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's how we remember the sleepers of the caves as young people. That's how we remember the Prophet's companions as young people. Look at the ages of these people. Ali, who was 10, Ubaydah ibn al-Jarrah, 13 years old when he became a Muslim, Uqba bin Amr, 14 years old, Jabir bin Abdullah, 15 years old, Zayd bin Haris, 15 years old, Talha bin Ubaidullah, young person, Abdurrahman ibn Auf, young person, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas, 17 years old, Asma bint Abi Bakr, and the service she gave to our Prophet and his companion in the cave, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, in a young person, Asma radiallahu anha, Mus'ab ibn Umair. What an example for us. For those of us who think that, you know, we look too good and we can talk too good and all eyes are on us. All eyes may be on us. Because we look too good and we talk too good. Then we remember the case of Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu, a young person. He was the envy of the youth of Quraysh. Because he looked too good and he talked too good and he walked too good and he had the best attire and the best clothing. His parents funded his existence. They paid for him, his clothing and his perfume, the most perfumed person and the most handsome. In fact, when he was killed, they confused the body of our Prophet for the body of Musa ibn Umair on the day of Uhud. This is why they believe our Prophet had been killed, because when they saw Musa Ab's body, of course our Prophet was more handsome and more beautiful than him. But Musa ibn Umair was also beautiful, radiallahu anhu, and handsome. But when he chose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all his funding left him. Parent support left him. But he remained committed. He remained committed. And he was sent to call the people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to call the people of Medina to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was sent with a noble task as a young person. How many parents are there today that don't give any expectations, any missions in life, any hopes, any goals for their children, except the goal to one day become a doctor, or to one day become an engineer, or to one day become an architect? Is that where we finish, my dear brothers and sisters? Is that where we end? Is that the end of it all? Is that what Allah created us for and created our children for? Only simply so that we give them these dunyawi ends, these dunya goals? Or do we have a higher purpose than that? Will we complement that, my dear brother? I'm not asking you to leave that. That's wonderful and that's very good. And you should have these high dunya goals for your children. But at the same time, complement that, furnish that, make that more beautiful. And moreover, more importantly, think about your children's akhirah ends. Think about goals for them as servants of Allah. Think about goals for them so that they have beacons, so that they're shining on the Day of Judgment and in paradise. Think about your children and what they can do for you when you're in your grave, when you've died now, and the benefit that they can bring upon you because they're pious, like the hadith mentioned. Think about all they can do for you. That's what we need to think about, what we need to be talking about, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a conversion. We ask Allah to make us all converts and reverts. We ask Allah to make us convert, to make us change. We look upon the face of our revert brothers and sisters in this house of Allah, and in the streets we find them. And it fills us with joy, because we see, subhanallah, a person who has left disbelief and shirk has now become a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now you are turn it towards yourself now. When you look in the mirror, who do you see? Do you see a sinner? Because if you do, that person needs to convert. Do you see a person who's lived his life of sin and drug dealing and, you know, ganging and banging and all this kind of thing? Right? And he's emulated, you know, Tupac and Puff Daddy and Biggie and Smalley and all the other people. Right? He's been with that crowd. He's seen that people. وَيْلَتَ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمَتَّخِذْ فُولَانًا خَلِيلًا لَقَدْ أَضَّلَّنِي عَلِي ذِكْرِي بَعْدِ إِذْ جَاءَنِي وَكَنَ شَيْطَانُ الْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا. Oh, woe to me, the man will say on the Day of Judgment. Woe unto me. I wish I'd never taken this person as a close friend. Why? لَقَدْ أَضَّلَّنِي, he has misled me. After the reminder came to me. He has misled me. After the reminder came to me. And Shaytan is ever a deserter in the hour of need. Right, he will desert you. He's done his job just to trick you. Just to whisper to you. He's finished. Khalas, finished. Next person. Right, we don't want to be like that. Choose a different person. Choose a different friend. Be with a better company. Be in a better enclave. Be in a better cave. Be in a better house. Be with a better people. Read a better book. See a better thing. Choose a better part. Like Fubail would say, "Arifu shar la li shar," I learned evil. I knew evil, not so that I will commit the evil later on in life, but so that I can protect myself from the evil. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَعْرِفْ شَرْ جَدِيرًا يَقَعْ. If you ever doesn't know the evil, for sure he's going to fall into the evil. You know the evil. The evil is around you. Like, you think about how many crimes were committed just last night. How much alcohol was consumed just last night. How many fights and robberies and perhaps even murders were committed just last night? Over what? Over what? An impulse. Over an impulse. Over a moment of satisfaction. A moment of happiness. And khalas, like that our lives were finished. وَمَا أَمْرُ سَعَةِ إِلَّا كَلَمْحِ الْبَصَرَ أَوْ وَأَقْرَبْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَرِيدًا. The command of the hour is like like a blink of an eye, or it's closer than that, and Allah's power over all things. Like that, our youth will go. Like that, our old age will go. Like that, our life will go. My dear brothers, we have today, we have al-yawm, we have today to convert, to change our ways. My youth, we have today. Right? There's nothing cool in this ugly lifestyle. In the thing that you see and these rappers and all this bad business. There's nothing cool in that. Let's choose a different path. Right? Let's make our community a hub of good people. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm going to end with one hadith. But dear brother, this is a famous hadith. Perhaps we know, but think about this hadith. Mathalul qa'im ala hudud Allah wal waqi'i fiha kamathali qawmin istahamu ala safina fa'asaba ba'dhum a'laha wa ba'dhum asfalaha. Our Prophet gave us an example of two kinds of people who drew lots of which deck of the ship to go in. Some of them, they went in the upper deck and some in the lower deck. So the people of the lower deck, they would always ask the people from the top, you know, we need water, can you please bring it for us? The people of the lower deck, oh, they were entrusted now, duty bound to provide water for the people of the lower deck. And they kept doing that until the people of the lower deck, they got fed up and thinking, you know what, let's just get our own water. Let's make our own hole in the boat, and we wouldn't have to ask the people of the lower upper deck anymore for water. And the Prophet said, think about these people. If the people of the upper deck don't tell the people of the lower deck, don't do that. Because if you do that, we will all drown. But if they tell them not to do that, then they will all be saved. We have an obligation to command to the good and to forbid the evil. If we don't do that, my dear brothers and sisters, we will all drown. Our society will drown, our community will drown, we as a people will drown. We ask Allah to keep us afloat. We ask Allah to keep us in the ship. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He makes us a people of change and makes us a people of results. And may Allah send peace and blessings and prayers upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upon his pure family and his companions. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.